How do you design a building in the South to cope with 100-degree days in the summer and sub-freezing temperatures in the winter without continuing to blast climate-warming carbon dioxide into the atmosphere? That's the challenge being tackled in an experiment on the campus of Georgia Tech in Atlanta. Sean Arora is the director of the Candida Building on the Georgia Tech campus, what could be the first of its kind in the South, something he calls a living building.
The whole idea of the living building challenge is that the time for doing less harm is gone. We need to have buildings that provide more than they take.
The building uses materials like laminated wood instead of steel, stairs made of scrap ends of 2x4s that could have gone to the trash, and countertops made from wood salvaged from fallen trees on campus. Electricity comes from the solar panels on the roof, what they call their solar canopy. That, of course, powers lights, projectors, coffee makers, you name it. And Sean Arora says it has another job.
That solar canopy is also capturing 41% of the rain that falls onto this building, because we have a 50,000-gallon cistern, and that cistern helps us get to net water positive.
And that's a living building in a nutshell. But project manager Jimmy Mitchell says there are already a lot of these across the country.
In general, a lot of them are concentrated on the West Coast, the Northwest, and the Northeast.
In a sense, those buildings have it easy. Most are in Seattle, where summer days are on average 20 degrees cooler than in Atlanta. So builders didn't really have to wrestle with air conditioning. Sean Arora says that can breed skepticism in the South.
So once you take the, you know what, those living buildings, they'll work in the Pacific Northwest where it's the same temperature year-round. You can't build one of those down here. Yes, we can. Yes, we did.
Engineer Jimmy Mitchell says they did it with a creative, if ultimately simple, solution. And it starts with the floor.
Before we poured that concrete, we actually laid out on 6-inch centers PEX tubing.
The PEX tubing is like garden hose running through the 3-inch concrete.
And when we want to cool the building down, we run chilled water through that tubing in the concrete floor that then cools down the concrete that cools the building. In the winter time, we run hot water through the floors to heat the building up. But we also have 62 ceiling fans.
Some are really, really big fans. They circulate the air from the floor to the rest of the building.
So if you're feeling hot, you turn the fan up. If you're feeling cool, you turn it down. So with the air moving with the ceiling fans, maybe at 76 degrees, 78 degrees, you could still feel comfortable in this southern 95 degree weather in the summertime.
The whole thing is kept efficient with touches like triple paned windows that make the building a lot like a giant cooler, which requires an air exchange that periodically lets in fresh air. Jimmy Mitchell says if a builder wants their own Southern-style living building now, the plans are open source. But it won't be until data is analyzed in the fall of 2020 before it's known if the Candida building has in fact hit the mark of staying cool while making more power than it uses. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.